there's a story from ancient Egypt and Greece about flying snakes, and then there's one. There are many of them in the Americas. So,
well, okay. So, what did they do? Were they flying poisonous snakes? Were they just? I mean, were they? How do we try to picture them? Like dragonflies?
Let's start with the flying reptiles of Egypt. The ancient Greek historian Herodotus was writing in the 5th century BC, that's 2,500 years ago. He's visiting Egypt, and he says, show me the flying snakes. I've heard about the flying snakes. And the priests take him out, and they say, yeah, we've got flying snakes, and we'll show you the evidence. They take him to a kind of narrow pass in the desert. We don't know where it is. There are some guesses where it was, but nobody's sure. This story mystifies all the scholars. Nobody can figure this out. They showed him bones and backbones and of winged snakes, just thousands of them piled up in heaps. Some were big, some were small. It's one of the most cryptic passages in all of ancient history. No one can figure it out. Was it, you know, like thousands of dead locusts? Was it... Were they lizards with these sort of membrane-like things? There are some lizards that do that. Was he looking at pterosaur fossils? Nobody knows. And yet he wrote it down and said, I guess they do have flying snakes in Egypt. No one can figure it out. Now, there's some support for this. There's a Roman writer, Cicero, pretty famous, was a statesman, but he's a politician, and yet he also stated in one of his speeches that there were winged reptiles that occurred in the western desert of Egypt. So once again, we've got, you know, someone else who believes the story. Somebody, you know,
right.
Said, this is a, you know, a rational human being.
Right. And at the same time, there are these Native American stories going on.
Exactly. There was a, I interviewed the granddaughter of a medicine man from the Crow tribe. His name was Gozahead, or Bazakush. He died in 1919. And he actually had a vision quest. And this is not unusual, apparently. There are many stories about Native Americans in other tribes, especially in the southwest and the western part of the United States, going on vision quests or being out in the desert, very isolated desert mountain areas, and seeing flying snakes. So this guy was having his vision quest, noticed what he thought was a bird flying very awkwardly. It was sort of unbalanced, as if the body was sort of too heavy for the wings. So it was flying awkwardly, and it fell down at his feet. And he saw that it had wings, but it wasn't a bird. It was more like a snake or a lizard. Long, heavy body, serpentine, he said. And it had double wings like a dragonfly, but it wasn't a dragonfly. He said, "No, this was some sort of reptile or lizard or snake." He picked it up. He took it home. He put it in his medicine bundle. He then participated in the great battle of the Little Bighorn, where Custer was defeated. He survived. He was one of the scouts for Custer. He survived, and he gave credit to the weird creature that he had found. This flying snake had saved his life. So he climbed a tree after the battle. This is 1876. He climbed a tree up on a ridge there above the battlefield, and he carved up an image of this mysterious creature, this flying reptile. He carved it on the tree. Well, everybody forgot about this except for his granddaughter. Used to go out and see it with her grandfather and her father. They'd go and look at this carving on the tree. She's dead now, so I talked to her just before she died in 2004, and she told me that there was a guy in 1973 who had found the tree and took a Polaroid picture of it. And I found that guy, and he was 84 years old. And he said, the Polaroid has faded, but I can draw you a sketch from memory. He actually climbed the tree and saw the mark. So I've got a picture. It just gives me shivers because I don't know what that was.
Yeah,
and I have talked to paleontologists, and they say, we don't know what that could be.
Right. And now, do they say it, honestly, I mean, do they say it like, we don't know what that would be like, okay, go away, lady, or do they say it like,
no, paleontologists wow. love this stuff.
Okay, they do.
Paleontologists
okay,
good. Love mysteries. They're like you and me.
Okay, good. good, because that
they
is just too cool.
Stuff. Yeah. And they loved thinking about what could this be and just racking their brains.
But if a guy found it at the time of, you know, Western expansion by white settlers, you would almost think that there would have to be similar stories, say, in the early days of the formation of Mormon communities or any of these pioneering groups out in the middle of nowhere, they would have almost seemingly naturally encountered something like that if they were still, you know, thrive, if these flying snakes were still thriving.
Yeah, maybe they're discouraged from talking about it or writing it down or, you know, keeping record of it. Whereas among Native Americans, you go on a vision quest, you're expecting to see something